right now on VFN TV. We're going to be talking about how a prophetic word that was given 4 years, like 2014, about President Trump and what would be taking place. Kim Clement gave that word. It's so powerful, and it just helps us see that word being fulfilled even today. And we're going to have footage of it actually taking place, the word being fulfilled. And we're going to go back and look at specifically what took place in the White House for this administration right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
He said the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group right off the coast of North Korea? Of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say, but nay.
But we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community.
Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS.
America is back again.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where school children have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter. With fear, but with speed, not with Donald J. Trump.
God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give wealth transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me just a moment is Steve Kolaszewski. And I want to give a big shout out to Denver, Colorado and Cheyenne, Wyoming. Again, we just want to say we are so excited about having you as part of our family, our audience family. We just hope we just continue this relationship. And thank you for writing. Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting us know how you're being blessed. Just and thank you for praying for us. Hey, listen. Can you think about a prophetic word? When God speaks, he says in Amos chapter 3, he says God never does anything unless he reveals it to his people first, to the prophets first. And a prophetic word was given to Kim Clement specifically in 2014 about our president today and what would be taking place. Today's program is going to be so packed about so many answered prayers. But first, we're going to start out with this prophecy. But remember that we're going to show you today ministers from all around the leadership, basically some of the elders of the Church of America coming around the president at the Resolute desk, laying hands on him, praying for him. Why? Because our president has declared, it's been over 100 plus years since this has happened, a national day of prayer for the victims of Hurricane Harvey in America. Just a powerful, powerful leader that we have going on and asking God to move on behalf of our country. But it was prophesied about. Including, by the way, a Bible study is taking place, the first one in 100 years, of the cabinets of the president. This is answered to prayer. And I want you to hear that because I want you to hear this prophetic word. And this is 2014 saying this is going to happen. He's talking about the Trump presidency without knowing specifically who that was going to be. Let's take a look. This is Kim Clement.
This man has stood in Jerusalem. This man that I saw in the vision, the man that came out of a vision, please hear me. I was standing in my garden. Suddenly the Spirit came, removed from my eyes scales. I was praying for America and I was praying for Israel. Nothing unusual. And suddenly behind me, starting behind my back, going in the form of an arrow, were hundreds of thousands of people. And I turned around and I was stunned at what I saw. This was not just a mere dream, but this was a vision. And so I raised my hand like this, and every one of them raised their hands. I looked back and they were doing the same thing. I shouted and they all shouted. They were one. They were one. One party. One party of people. It continued until I realized that the unity of these, amongst them stood one that God had set aside to be the leader of this nation. I said, why am I hearing this so soon? Surely you would show me a little bit of it closer to the time. And the Spirit of God said to me, this man has a humble stature, but he is a genius. And then I heard gold. I wasn't sure if this was attached to his name, but he said to me, he will restore the fortunes in this nation. Because of his brilliance, I couldn't quite see his face because that was not allowed, because there was a mist that covered all the people and he was amongst them. And the Spirit of God made me look at him and he said, this man will throttle the enemies of Israel. This man will throttle the enemies of the West. And there are highly embarrassing moments that are about to occur for many, many politicians in this nation. There'll be a shaking amongst them. There will be a shaking amongst the Democrats in the upcoming elections, but unsettling for the Republicans. Why is God doing this? For God said, I am dissatisfied with what emerges from both parties. And then there is a nation, he showed me, took me, itching for a new kind of war with America. They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay. This nation shall come very subtly. But he shall not come in the time of President Obama. They shall come when this new one arises, my David, that I have set aside for this nation. A man of prayer, a man of choice words, not a man who is verbose, who has verbosity, who speaks too much. They will even say, this man is not speaking enough. But God says, I have set him aside. They will shout, impeach, impeach. that this shall not happen. And then God says, highly embarrassing moments when another Snowden arises. And people will become very afraid. They'll say, we have no protection. And then God says, am I impressed with your weapons of war? Am I impressed with the strength of your men's legs? Ha! I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. And God said, you have been humbled. And yet some more. And then you shall hear the sounds of great victory. For where are the people gathered? Where are my people gathered? Where is the sound of unity from my people? I want just this crowd here and all the thousands watching all over the world, just do me a favor, just for about 30 seconds, raise up your voice and shout. Come on. Next week this man shall begin to emerge. And in the following 2 weeks, which is a 3-week period, he shall slowly come to the fore. For they are saying, how do we kill the giant? How do we kill the giant of death? How do we kill the giant of socialism? How do we kill the giant of human secularism? I have placed that man amongst you. A humble man. And as Samuel stood before the brothers, and they had rejected David to come because of his age. Take all these little remarks I'm giving you. They are gems. The name and the word gold. Remember that. A man that is amongst them, but is young. And God says, these that shall reject him shall be shocked at how he takes the giant down. Now hear me, please. The giant of death, the giants that have come, the brothers of Goliath, stand in glee watching America. We will cripple you. You will lose your credit. But God said, watch. I said 20,000. Look not to Wall Street. However, observe. And they shall say, what is your plan for this giant? And he will take a simple stone. Remember the name. And he will hold it up and they will laugh at him. But the plan is so brilliant, says the Lord. It could only have been given by me. Come on! California, you are dying because of a drought. Watch my sign. Watch the sign of rain. For I told you there would be severe wind from above. And all the states that are affected by this severe weather have been set up for a shaking of my spirit and an outpouring of my spirit. But California, I'm looking at you. Gold, stone, California, a smaller statue. And God says, once you recognize the man that I have raised up, pray. For the enemy will do everything in his power to put a witch in the White House. Did anybody hear what he just said? For Jezebel has chased away the prophets and even Elijah. Come on. Now I have said, go back. For this shall be dismantled so that there will be no more corruption in the White House, says the Spirit.
I'm standing, I'm feeling like I'm standing in 2017, and things have been disrupted so badly that people are confused because their plans didn't work. And yet I'm seeing this very strong figure standing in the United States of America saying, now we got to clean up the mess.
This word is so timely. You think about it, you know, and this was given in 2014. That last bit of word was given in 2015. Well, on October 2016, the Lord showed me that Donald Trump at that time would be the next president of the United States. He literally took me into the White House. I saw him sitting there, and all of a sudden, it was amazing how everything shifted, and it was like all of America got back in the White House again. He just showed me this huge crowd. And this is a plan of God. This is God's plan unfolding, and it's exciting to hear that. When we get back from this break, we're going to start looking specifically at how several of those words have already come to pass, and it hasn't even been a year yet. Join us after the break.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. This is so exciting. You heard the prophecy before the break here. Now this is actually the fulfillment. This is that. And it's just beginning. Yeah. I mean, it's really just beginning. But I want you to see this. This is the president going down to the borders. Mm-hmm. Remember how bad the borders were? They told us specifically that over 100 and something thousand. What did Kamal Saleem talk about? Radical jihadist terrorists came over the
430,000, which I believe was dollars. Which I believe are 430,000 people.
450,000
radical Islamists had been, according to the Border Patrol, and I believe that was a 2010 statistic.
You're right. So he's going down to the borders, and you're seeing him here. He's talking to the Border Patrol, and it's dropped by 70%.
Yes.
It hasn't even been a year
Illegal immigration has dropped by 70%.
It's so important to call it. It's illegal immigration. We're all for immigration. We're, you know, but this is illegal immigration has dropped by like 70%+ on the border, and he's thanking all the Border Patrol and the agents that are down there. You know, we're so thankful for them. As a matter of fact, I believe they even supported him, you know, in coming in there. But these are the drones they're looking at right here. But he's personally going down. Think about it. This is the fulfillment of that word. Mm-hmm. You know, Kim Clement, God spoke to him and said, listen, this is going to be taking place. And we're seeing, because of the anointing, because of what God has done, God is doing this. And God's doing it through his man. So you're looking right there at the borders. And it's exciting to see, you know, these...
A flip.
I remember even applying for a Border Patrol position years ago when I was in law enforcement, looking for a federal position, sort of a local law enforcement. Kind of glad I didn't get that. But it was amazing, the job that they do, and they go out in the wilderness, and they're on that front edge all the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember the program that we had, but one particular truck driver said he was coming through the border, the southern border, and he yells out to the agent, do you need to see my stuff, you know, my pass and all that stuff?
My driver's license.
And the agent says, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah,
that's how bad it was for 8 years. It was that way.
And we've talked about many times in the program before of how much of a priority the American border is for the president. That's his top priority. It's just like you have to establish the security.
It's in the Constitution, the whole purpose.
Right. Yeah. And it's just we cannot overstate this enough. Is you're seeing this 180 turn from the previous administration to now.
7 months.
Exactly.
Eight months.
And it's just like
looking at the Congress not working with him, and it's still taking place.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Sean Hannity listed off, this Fox News reporter listed off a quick list of things that he accomplished during this short period of time, and it's rapid. But think about it. The only way this could happen this quick is if God is doing it. Just like Kim Clement prophesied, we're seeing it take place. Let's go listen right now. This is Sean Hannity talking about the list of things, of some of the things that's been accomplished by President Donald Trump since he's been in office about 7-8 months. Check it out.
He nominated, the Senate confirmed, the originalist he promised, Neil Gorsuch, for the Supreme Court. The stock market is now at an all-time high. Consumer confidence is at a 16-year high. Under President Trump, more than 1 million jobs have been created for people who need them. Mortgage applications for those new homes now has gone up to a 7-year high. Unemployment rate right now, under President Trump, a 16-year low. The president signed the Promoting Women in Entrepreneurship Act. Success. He's gutted Obama-era regulations. The president has also ended the war on coal. He weakened these ridiculous Dodd-Frank regulations. The Trump administration is promoting buying and hiring American. We need the jobs. We're seeing investments from major businesses, Foxconn, Toyota, Ford, all these others promising to spend millions on plants and factories and manufacturing centers here in America. The president's policies have greatly reduced illegal immigration by over 70%. Bids for the border wall, that's underway. President's trying to secure congressional funding. That's a win. The administration's fighting back against sanctuary cities. The president created the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office. He's changed the rules of engagement against ISIS. He drafted a plan to defeat ISIS. The president worked to reduce the cost of the F-35 fighter jet, saving you money. The White House imposed a 5-year lobbying ban. The president sanctioned Iran over its missile program. And as commander-in-chief, he responded to serious use of chemical weapons. The White House also introduced the tax reform plan. The administration is renegotiating NAFTA. The president withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, another campaign promise. He removed the United States out of the Paris Accords, another key promise. The president created a task force to reduce crime. The Justice Department is targeting brutal gangs like MS-13. The president signed an executive order to promote energy independence, which we need, and economic growth. He signed executive orders to protect police officers. He signed an executive order to target drug cartels. The president also signed an executive order for religious freedom. The Trump administration is working to send education back to the states, which is smart. The president's fixing, finally, the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Supreme Court upheld part of the president's temporary travel ban executive order. The president authorized the construction of the Keystone Pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline. He created a commission on election fraud. He's created a commission on opioid addiction. The White House is combating human trafficking. The president rolled back President Obama's ridiculous Cuba policy. Food stamp use is now in this country at a seven-year low after soaring under Barack Obama with 13 million more Americans on food stamps. The president reduced the White House payroll. That saves you, the taxpayer, millions of dollars. The president's donating his salary. And finally, the president has signed 52 pieces of legislation.
My goodness, it's just nonstop, and you're looking like 7 months at that point of delivering that. And he just gave $1 million of his own money to the hurricane relief in Houston.
Yeah,
and that's the prophetic word coming to pass. As a matter of fact, I want you to go back and now listen. Remember how it used to be in regards to the military and the safety of America, you know, all the border stuff being safe. But check out, this is him speaking to our military when he spoke about Afghanistan and what we're going to do, and speaking to America about our safety. Let's take a look.
Under my administration, many billions of dollars more is being spent on our military. And this includes vast amounts being spent on our nuclear arsenal and missile defense. In every generation, we have faced down evil, and we have always prevailed. We prevailed because we know who we are and what we are fighting for. Many of those who have fought and died in Afghanistan enlisted in the months after September 11th, 2001. They volunteered for a simple reason. They loved America, and they were determined to protect her. Now we must secure the cause for which they gave their lives. We must unite to defend America from its enemies abroad. We must restore the bonds of loyalty among our citizens at home. And we must achieve an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the enormous price that so many have paid. Our actions will honor the sacrifice of every fallen hero, every family who lost a loved one, and every wounded warrior who shed their blood in defense of our great nation. With our resolve, we will ensure that your service and that your families will bring about the defeat of our enemies and the arrival of peace. We will push onward to victory with power in our hearts, courage in our souls, and everlasting pride in each and every one of you. Thank you. May God bless our military, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is so encouraging, isn't it? This fulfillment. I mean, this was prophesied about through Kim Clement, and what God even told me in October 2016, that these things were going to begin to happen. And it's the mercies.
This is mercy.
The mercies of God. Listen,
what mercy looks like.
Yeah, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about, you know, the proclamation that there has not been a national day of prayer proclaimed by the president, I believe, over 100 years. And it's been over 100 years since there's been a cabinet, White House cabinet Bible study. We're going to talk about that. I mean, this is happening in a short period of time. But first, we have this offer for you, the Father's significance in God. It's Father God who is our Father of us all. Check it out.
Offer 2039. The Father's significance in God. Of all the titles the creator of the universe could have called himself, he chose Father. We are told in Romans that God can be understood by what he has made, which family is one of his creations that is led and protected by the Father. Yet we find that the role of the Father in the world and America has been under assault now for many decades, and the statistical facts scream at all of us in society, with over 24 million children living in fatherless homes. The more we dishonor our Father, the more our society will disintegrate. The father's absence or the presence of dishonor is producing poverty, behavior problems, infant mortality, more crime in prisoners, drug abuse, teen pregnancies, childhood obesity, school dropouts, and more. In this message, you'll discover just how important the father's role is and how honor in the father's role God created is a way of honoring God. Even God said, "If I'm your father, where is my honor?" If not already, you'll be encouraged as a father, but also challenged as a wife and children to reconsider how you've been or not been honoring your father and other fathers, as well as helping others to honor their fathers. You'll discover how this very action will be the key ingredient of turning our nation, communities, and family back to God's plan for us all. The father's role is so important, we're told that before the Lord returns, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers, or else he will smite the earth with a curse. It's time to break the curse and turn our hearts back to honor God as our Father and our Father's God has given us. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. Or you can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2039, The Father's Significance and God.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
One of the best ways to show your children how to succeed may be to teach him how to fail.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
It's not news to anyone that youngsters mimic the behavior of their parents. And since parents are being watched, they obviously need to be careful about what their children see. Now, this is especially true when it comes to handling failure and disappointment. Do we set ourselves up as models of perfection that never fall short of our goals? Or are we able to say to our kids, "I'm sorry, I really blew it that time"? If we miss out on something that we really wanted, say a new job, do we mask our feelings by offering phony excuses? Or do we simply say, "Apparently the bosses thought Bob Smith would be better suited for the job"? Our children must see that mom and dad can admit their failure and their shortcomings, and that the world won't end because they did. Some of the greatest times of growth between parents and children can occur when youngsters see mom and dad not get what they're going after and still feel all right about themselves and each other. It tells them that winning isn't always normal or possible, and that even when you fail, life goes on. Teaching our kids to win and succeed is a noble thing, but teaching them to handle frustration and failure may be just as important.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
The ability for abstract reasoning is diminishing in our time. When you really start with a minor premise and a major premise, build a syllogism and enter into a deduction, the average person loses you halfway through because they have come to their conclusions on the basis of images prior to that, and the capacity for abstract reasoning has been gone. And I believe Jacques Ellul, the French sociologist dealing with technology, is right when he entitles our ability to perceive today as a process where there has been a humiliation of the word. The exaltation is in images. The humiliation has taken place in the written process.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting, isn't it, Steve? We're watching the fulfillment. You know, it's so, you know, our hearts can grow weary if we don't see answers, if we don't see things take place. But we're seeing right here in this program, we're seeing the prophetic word given. Kim Clement was given by the Lord, and we're seeing the fulfillment of that in this presidency, in the leadership, how God has turned this nation around. You know, you want to be on God's side.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not men's side. God's not on this person's side or that person's side. He's on his own side.
Yes.
You remember when the guy walks up and he asks the angel, whose side are you on? He's like, God's.
I'm on God's side.
God's side, right.
And it's important to know who you're listening to, because if you don't know God's perspective about what's happening, you're just going to flip past it, not paying attention to it, or pay attention to those that are speaking lies about it.
Yeah.
But when you see this connection, like you're saying, hey, this is what's happening, but to understand the prophetic word, this is the fulfillment. And it's just like, God wanted you to be a part of this generation, and now to give you eyes to see, wow, I'm witnessing God move in our nation.
Well, it's I think about, you know, King David, when his son was in rebellion to him, you know, Absalom. And David was being forced out of, well, he just left. And when he's leaving, somebody who got the wrong, he was on the wrong side, stood on the wall and started throwing rocks at King David. And throwing things at King David. He had no idea, even though it looked like, because everybody was running in their mouths and saying these things, that Absalom's going to be the new king and this is how it's going to be. God was going to bring David back. Absalom was going to die with his hair in a tree and a sword in his heart, and it was going to be over. That's not what David wanted for him, but that was the choices that he made. And the fact is, just get on God's. Wouldn't it be cool to be on God's side with your conversation, with your finances, with your social media? You're just standing up for what God is doing. This is what God is doing. As a matter of fact, this is the president speaking again about the safety of Americans and about our military at the American Legion National Event. Check it out.
Those who wear the nation's uniform come from all different backgrounds and from every single walk of life. But they are all united by shared values and a shared sense of duty. They are all part of one team with only one mission in mind. Most importantly, they're all Americans, and they work together, they fight together, and they sacrifice together to defend our magnificent home. Now our nation must follow that same work ethic, that same devotion to a greater cause, to achieve our country's full potential. It is time to heal the wounds that divide us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us. We are one people with one home and one great flag. We are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics. We are defined by our shared humanity, by our citizenship in this magnificent nation, and by the love that fills our hearts. Our hearts beat for America. As long as we have faith in each other and confidence in our values, then there is no challenge too great for us to conquer.
This is so exciting. So the president, President Trump, has pastors from all around the nation come and gather around the Resolute desk, and he gives a National Day of Prayer proclamation for the victims of Hurricane Harvey, but also for America. As a matter of fact, Steve, can you, this is like, it hasn't happened over 100-plus years.
This is huge.
It's called America to Prayer. Can you read that proclamation for us?
Hurricane Harvey first made landfall as a Category 4 storm near Rockport, Texas, on the evening of August 25, 2017. The storm has since devastated communities in both Texas and Louisiana, claiming many lives, inflicting countless injuries, destroying or damaging tens of thousands of homes, and causing billions of dollars in damage. The entire nation grieves with Texas and Louisiana. We are deeply grateful for those performing acts of service, and we pray for healing and comfort for those in need. Americans have always come to the aid of their fellow countrymen, friend helping friend, neighbor helping neighbor, and stranger helping stranger. And we vow to do so in response to Hurricane Harvey. From the beginning of our nation, Americans have joined together in prayer during times of great need to ask for God's blessings and guidance. This tradition dates to June 12, 1775. When the Continental Congress proclaimed a day of prayer following the battles of Lexington and Concord on April
30th, 1789, when President George Washington, during the nation's first presidential inauguration, asked Americans to pray for God's protection and favor. When we look across Texas and Louisiana, we see the American spirit of service embodied by countless men and women. Brave first responders have rescued those stranded in drowning cars and rising water. Families have given food and shelter to those in need. Houses of worship have organized efforts to clean up communities and repair damaged homes. Individuals of every background are striving for the same goal, to aid and comfort people facing devastating losses. As Americans, we know that no challenge is too great for us to overcome. As response and recovery efforts continue, and as Americans provide much-needed relief to the people of Texas and Louisiana, we are reminded of Scripture's promise that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Melanie and I are grateful to everyone devoting time, effort, and resources to the ongoing response, recovery, and rebuilding efforts. We invite all Americans to join us as we continue to pray for those who have lost family members or friends, and for those who are suffering in this time of crisis. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim September 3rd, 2017 as a National Day of Prayer for the victims of Hurricane Harvey and for our national response and recovery efforts. We give thanks for the generosity and goodness of all those who have responded to the needs of their fellow Americans. I urge Americans of all faiths and religious traditions and backgrounds to offer prayers today for all those harmed by Hurricane Harvey, including people who have lost family members or been injured, those who have lost homes or other property, and our first responders, law enforcement officers, military personnel, and medical professionals leading the response and recovery efforts. Each of us, in our own way, may call upon our God for strength and comfort during this difficult time. I call on all Americans in houses of worship throughout the nation to join in one voice of prayer as we seek to uplift one another and assist those suffering from the consequences of this terrible storm. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this first day of September in the year of our Lord, 2017, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 242nd. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America.
This is so important and so awesome. This is a God moment. As a matter of fact, I want you to go right now to the Oval Office. We're going to see him sitting at the Resolute desk signing this proclamation, and those ministers standing around, those are ministers from all around the nation, and they're going to begin to pray for our nation as the president asks them to pray. Take a look.
Evangelical leaders, Christian leaders, many people of faith. And I just want to thank you all for being with us today, because we're going to be signing a day of prayer, and that'll be on Sunday. It'll be a very special day, and I don't know when this was done last, but it's been a long time ago. Yes. Is that a correct statement?
Right.
It's been a long time ago. So I'm going to sign it, and then a few of the folks will say a few words, and Pastor Jeffress will say a prayer for not only the people so affected, so horribly affected by Hurricane Harvey, but for the people of our nation, and in fact, the people of our world.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So this is going to all of you. You're all going to get one of them. Would somebody like to say a word or two to these very lovely people gathered before us?
Mr. President, please. We want to thank you for your leadership and for declaring this day of prayer that we desperately need in our nation. I was talking with some of the faith leaders on the ground in Houston today who are diligently working to not only rescue and help recover and restore these families, and they commented on the great cooperation that they're experiencing both from the local, state, and federal levels, and they wanted to send their heartfelt gratitude to you and to all of your team for the difference we're making in these people's lives. So thank you for your leadership.
Thank you very much. That's very
thank
nice.
You. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Well,
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that in a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for His grace and His mercy over those who are affected. And we thank you, the Vice President, and your entire team, FEMA, everything you're doing to deploy every resource of government to help those who have been affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans, and I thank you for issuing this proclamation today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mr. President, people of faith of all backgrounds know that prayer changes things. And a great work is done by anyone who calls a nation to prayer. And so we want to give you thanks for calling us to prayer, because no matter where we are and whatever across whatever spectrum, we know that prayer changes things and it unites a nation. So thank you, sir, for uniting our nation and calling us to prayer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just want to add that in our community, we have been praying. We started a 40-day fast for the healing of America and the sovereign protection of God. There's some things that we have to make, not diminishing your office, but an appeal to a higher source. We've got to look to heaven. He will empower us, strengthen you, and give you wisdom. Thank you.
Don't be shy. What are you? Since when are you shy?
I'm not shy, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a great moment. The country has a lot of challenges. You know that as president. To ask the country to turn back to God, to pray, is just an incredible thing for a president to do. I guess George Washington was the first one to do it. A lot of Americans may have forgotten that the country was built on a moral idea in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. I know you know it. All men are created equal, endowed by it, their creator, that's God, with certain unalienable rights, among these the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what makes us a shining city on a hill that you're the honored president of, and reminding the American people of that is an amazing thing.
Well, thank you very much. It's very nice. Appreciate it.
They're helping one another, and we appreciate your exampling and going tomorrow to show presence. We call something called a ministry of presence. Sometimes it just means something to be there for people, and I appreciate you already having been there, and you're going again. I just deeply appreciate that, and it shows a connection with the people that is so needed. So I just personally want to say thank you.
Thank you very
much. On behalf
much.
Of Southern Baptists and Americans.
Amen.
Very thank nice. You, Mr. President.
Thank you. Pastor Paula.
I just thank you, sir, for calling our nation to God, and it's been an honor to not only know you for 16 years, but to serve with your faith leaders and to say that you always have put God first, and you challenge us and continue to challenge us as you lead us. We thank you for your personal works, and this, I believe, is a new beginning for us.
That's
and
right.
As we look forward, we are going to see great things come. Thank you for
thank
this
you,
unprecedented.
Paul.
Thank you.
Paul.
Thank you.
Pastor Jeffers?
Yes.
Prayer?
Let's pray together, may we?
Yes.
Father, your word says, if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, you will forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, I thank you that we have a president, President Donald Trump, who believes in the power of prayer. We thank you for a vice president like Vice President Pence, who works alongside of him. And we thank you that the president had the wisdom to call our nation right now for a day of prayer this coming weekend. Father, this is what we need. We pray for healing for our country.
Yes.
We pray for physical healing for those who have suffered the devastation from Hurricane Harvey. Father, be with them. Provide for their needs. Help us to be the embodiment of Jesus Christ as we minister to them. But Father, we also want to pray for spiritual healing, emotional healing for our country. This country has been bitterly divided for decades upon decades. And now you have given us a gift President Donald Trump, who wants to bring healing to this country, and he is bringing healing to this country, and I pray that you would give him and Vice President Pence the wisdom they need to truly make our country the country you want us to be. We want America to be great again, and we can know that America can only be great if as America is good, and we know we have a president who wants to make America good. I pray your blessing upon him, the First Lady, their family. Give them wisdom as they seek to honor you. And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died and rose again, that we might have eternal life. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Oh, amen. Is that awesome?
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
We get back from this break. You're going to see the first Bible study in the cabinet of the president in over 100 years taking place. And you're going to be surprised. These are all the people that people are talking about. These guys are godly leaders, humble, which means they're just going after God and helping our country out. Yeah. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Make sure you catch our next program. We're going to cover some pretty powerful things about what's taking place in Israel and some other things that is taking place in America and some truths coming out about the political parties and things of that nature. But listen, just like this prophecy that came from Kim Clement in the beginning of this program that we shared, it's happening. Think about this. The first Bible study in the cabinet, the president's cabinet, in over 100 years. Look at these are the people. Let me tell you who's in this Bible study. This is what's taking place. This is how God is moving in our country. And it says, you know, this the sponsors of this particular Bible study group in the cabinet of the White House is Vice President Pence, Secretary of State, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, Secretary of Energy, which is over the nuclear and everything, that's Rick Perry, former Governor Rick Perry. This is like, they're in a Bible study. Secretary of Health and Human Services and Resources here, Tom Price, the Attorney General, the head law enforcement officer of our nation, the head law enforcement officer of our nation, Jeff Sessions in the Bible study, Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, EPA's, EPA's going to church, and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency Director, Mike Pompeo, is in this Bible study, in the Cabinet White House Bible study. This is huge.
Yeah.
This is like an answer to prayer. You know, we showed you the prophecy, what was taking place in regards to what Scott said specifically beginning in 2014 and some other words that came out. But now you're seeing the fulfillment of those words that are taking place.
Yes.
We just need to thank God. You know, we need to pray right now and thank God for what he's doing. And we need to get on God's side. You know, don't you don't want to be the guy throwing rocks and God writing about you in history like that guy who was throwing rocks at David, not realizing, wait a minute, David's coming back. David, the lineage of his son, is God's son is going to come out of the lineage of David.
Yeah.
Check out the last chapter in the Bible. It's where Jesus came from.
A root of David.
The root of David. The branch of David. And so we want to get on God's side and get in alignment and get in agreement. It's e pluribus unum. Though we're many, We are one. It's the United States of America. I want to pray right now. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for speaking and encouraging us, just like you said in Amos chapter 3:7, that you would send your prophets and let us know in advance what you're going to do. And we're seeing it take place, God. We just give you all the glory for the safety of the borders, for supporting our military, for our economy changing, for our job unemployment rate dropping down to a 17-year low, for our stock market going higher than it's ever been in the history of our country. So many good things are happening, Father God, and we thank you for you're putting your angels around this land. We thank you, God, that our current president is standing with Israel. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God, and we pray for grace, Father God. We thank you for this National Day of Prayer, Father God. Hear our prayers, O God. Move, Lord, on this land, we pray. In Jesus' name. Dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you.
Right.
You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God. And alone with God,
mm-hmm.
and you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them, yep.
And what's their ages?